Sylvester Stallone stars in a new crime show called Tulsa King, streaming on Paramount+.
Here I am, bloody but not beaten. Downed but not out. From this point on, this city and everything in it belongs to me.
And Paramount Plus also announced this week it saw its biggest one-day spike in subscriptions after the show's debut. For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
So Stallone is back in Tulsa King playing an old mafioso just out of prison, exiled to Tulsa to build a crime empire from scratch. Tell me your thoughts.
This is a really interesting series because it's not exactly a new kind of story. We've seen similar kind of things in movies like Get Shorty and My Cousin Vinny, you know, a mafioso sort of fish out of water kind of story. But, you know, Sylvester Stallone, I felt he's always been a little smarter and a little funnier than I think his movies have allowed him to be generally. So this is a perfect vehicle where it's realistic and serious enough that it's not a sort of slapstick comedy, but it is wry and it is complex, and it gives him a chance to sort of show a lot of different sides to himself, playing sort of the broken down guy who's trying to rebuild his life in a way kind of reflects maybe where Stallone kind of is in his own personal life, where he's trying to find a new role for himself after years of being an action movie star. So we've got a great clip here that features him walking into a marijuana dispensary, which is legal in that state, and demanding a percentage of the profits in order to protect the store, even though it's legal.
This is how it's going to work. I'm going to take 20% a week. Hey, we all got bosses. Even I answer to somebody. But in exchange, I'll protect you from the gangs.
What gangs?
And the law.
This is legal.
So then he proceeds to sort of take over this business, even though it's completely legal and they don't really need him for protection. So
yeah, so let's also mention Tulsa King comes from the same showrunner behind the Paramount Plus hit Yellowstone. It's also written and directed by the people who were behind The Sopranos. So do you think this pedigree really comes through in the show?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think it's one reason why the story feels unique, even though the premise isn't necessarily that unique. You know, Taylor Sheridan is somebody who is gaining more and more notice as somebody who is the architect of successful shows. You know, he created Yellowstone, and he's also created a couple of spinoffs of that show. And on top of that, you know, he's gotten Terrence Winter, who worked on The Sopranos and also created Boardwalk Empire, to write some of the scripts. So this show looks and feels more complex than you might expect. We've got another scene from the show where Stallone, he first hits town, he jumps into a cab, he decides he likes the cab driver, he hires the guy as his driver, and he gives him a bunch of money and tells him to go off and buy a big luxury SUV. And when the guy tries to do it, the guy who does it is African American, the salesman won't sell it to him because he assumes he's a drug dealer, which causes Stallone's character to revisit this car dealership, and this is what happens.
The problem is, you see a young black guy with a mountain of money, and right away you say, hey, he's got to be a drug dealer. But I walk in a nice suit, and you're not afraid anymore. See, the irony is, he's afraid of the wrong thing.
I'm not following.
Well, follow this.
So you can kind of imagine what happens after that. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that they keep you sort of in Stallone's character's corner is that he's always beating up people who seem like they need to get beat up. So that's one way in which they keep you rooting for this anti-heroic character. In real life, a guy like this would be someone that no one would necessarily admire or want to spend time with. But yeah, because Stallone is playing him, of course, the character is elevated and given some heroic qualities.
And a very stately Stallone at that. But I just want to ask you quickly, Paramount Plus seems like they might have a big hit given that real boost to the subscription numbers that came in.
Right. I'm always skeptical of taking data that you can't verify from the company at face value. You know, we only have their word. There's no way to check you know, what their subscription numbers were. And we don't know if it was a record number by five subscriptions or, you know, 5 million.
Or a tactic to just get more of us to think we should watch.
Exactly. But Sylvester Stallone doing a TV show is a big deal on its own. It's not something that is, you know, going to blow the barn doors off of the Emmy Awards or anything. But I think he's found an interesting character and a unique story. And ultimately, that's most of what you want from TV, especially around this time in the holidays, where you might be spending a little more time in front of the TV.
Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. Stallone, Paramount Plus, and NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you for having me.